Thousands of Syrians take part in the funeral procession of cleric Muhammad Saeed Ramadan al-Bouti, who was killed in a terrorist attack this week. The Minister of Religious Endowments, Muhammad Abdel Sattar al-Sayyid, was present in the ceremony on behalf of President Bashar al-Assad. Senior figures from Iran, representatives from Lebanon's Hezbollah party, as well as Christian clergymen also attended the funeral. Advisor to the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, also attended the mourning procession and said those behind the killing of the grand cleric cannot eliminate his thoughts.
Spiteful elements killed an honorable cleric and a great thinker who defined Islam as a moderate religion that is leading the world to happiness. What would those elements achieve by killing him? They cannot wipe out his thoughts.
In his speeches, the late cleric al-Bouti used to call for dialogue and an end to violence in Syria. His son said he will remain committed to his father's ideals.
Father, we will continue your path. We will remain committed to the message you dedicated your life for.
The Grand Mufti of the Syrian Republic, Ahmed Badreddin Hassoun, called on the Islamic and Arab world to help Syria survive a global war waged against it.
I call on the Islamic and Arab world to save Syria. I call on the Arab summit due to be held in a few days to save Syria from a global war waged on it. You Arabs, we all be doomed and will not be able even to hold summits if Syria falls apart.
Syrians say they will remain strong despite all attempts by foreign-backed militants and their supporters to weaken them and their state. Nevertheless, they called on countries arming the opposition to end their support.
I call for clearing Syria of all armed men. I also call on the countries supporting and arming militants to stop. Such attacks will not weaken us, and President Assad will stay our leader.
Al-Bouti was buried in the vicinity of the mosque where he used to deliver his speeches every Friday. The Muslim cleric and his grandson were among the 49 people killed in a suicide bomb attack in Al-Iman Mosque in Damascus. Syrians take part in the funeral as a show of unity and solidarity in the face of all the challenges besetting the country today. They vowed to continue the path of al-Bouti, who always called for peace and dialogue. Hamad Ali, Press TV, from the Umayyad Mosque, Old Damascus.